All right, can I see that show of hands again? Who gave up on Mitch Trubisky, quarterback, by halftime of the Bears game? I know my hand is up. I know someone whose hand is not up, and that is Lou Canales, Fox 32 sports director, works for the Bears as well. Lou, I mean, wow, a lot of social media posts that do not age very well when you look back and see how many people said, bring in Foles, he's done.
Yeah, typical Bears fans. I guess
totally.
a number of those, my guess is a number of those people weren't Mitch fans to begin with. If they are ready to throw him out after two bad quarters to open the game.
Wait, look,
no,
this is his third season, right? I know no preseason, but it's his third season. Fourth? Is it fourth?
Actually,
it's his fifth
season now. He's got four in the books.
Even worse.
I take that back. It's his fourth season, excuse me, and I know it wasn't the start that everyone was looking for, and we saw a lot of bad Mitch out there the first couple of quarters, actually, for the most part, the first three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a loyalty factor that Matt Nagy has, even if it's one game, and I didn't expect Nagy to pull the plug, even though Tony Gonzalez on the Fox halftime show said that he thought Nick Foles should be given the chance in the second half. Knowing Matt Nagy, he had made the choice to give Mitch Trubisky the starting quarterback job after the competition, and he was going to go with him at least through the rest of the game, and who knows for that matter how long now he'll give Mitch to get it together.
Well, and the thing is, it comes down to his teammates, too, that seems like he had a lot of confidence in the locker room. And you saw that in the post game. We had a lot of folks say, you know, we've been telling you we believe in him, and here he goes. He's proven he's got what it takes.
You know, his teammates love him. I mean, they really do. And they have his back. They say all the right things. It's no different at practice. They want this kid to succeed. He's a hell of a teammate. And you know, most important, they want to win, and they feel that he still gives them the best chance to win. Now, remember, Nick Foles, albeit has a reputation as one of the finest teammates in football, but he's had just limited time with a number of these players that are now new teammates of his because there was no off-season program. There were no OTAs, organized team activities during the off-season. There was no mini camp. There was a different way of having training camps. So it's taken Foles, you know, a lot longer to build that bond with his teammates. And Trubisky's been here for three seasons, now his fourth. So I'm not surprised to see that he's had teammates have his back. And I think there's a lot to be said for a guy like Jimmy Graham, who had a touchdown catch in that game. You know, Graham's been around the league for 11 years now. He's an 11-year veteran. And he had great things to say about, as he called him, the kid, and the way the kid fights out there. So the way Mitch came back in that fourth quarter will do a lot of good for him with his teammates in that locker room.
Eddie Jackson said, I've been saying it all year, true being true, meaning Trubisky. They thought I was wrong when I said we're going to ride with true till the wheels fall off. Everybody's starting to see that now, right? See, I've been telling you all year, see. It's nice to be proven right in a positive way, right? If he proves to be the kind of quarterback that a lot of us had hoped he would be, that's great for everybody. Matt Forte, though, he mentioned yesterday very kind of a louder voice about saying, hey, this was the Lions losing the game and not the Bears winning the game. A win's a win, but do you think there's some truth to that? Apparently, look, there's a statistic here that the Lions had a 98% chance of winning in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left and that they sort of bungled everything.
Well, they bungled a lot of fourth quarter leads. They did at least last season. And Matt brings up a good point. Number one, there'd probably be a different narrative today if their rookie didn't drop that pass with 6 seconds left going into the end zone, because you'd be talking about a Bears loss. But a number of different angles go against the Bears, and this time it finally worked in their favor. Listen, Detroit was playing without three of its starting cornerbacks there late in the game. The rookie running back Swift dropped the football there with an opportunity to go in with the winning touchdown with 6 seconds left. And the Lions historically have given up fourth quarter leads over the last couple of seasons under their head coach Matt Patricia. Hey, it's about time one went the Bears' way, and I'm not going to apologize for it.
No, I get that. Hey, just a little bit left here, Lou Canales, but I do want to ask you, you're as much of an insider for the Bears as anyone can be, and you saw A couple dozen Chicago Bears players and staff take a knee during the national anthem. You saw the NFL produce tributes and nods to social justice during and throughout all of the games. I saw actually throughout the afternoon into the evening. The league is saying that it's taking this seriously. What are you noticing about that? What's different this year?
I don't know if it's anything much different other than, you know, the Bears are a tight-knit group. And Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, Ted Phillips, George McCaskey have been 100% supportive of their players. And whatever they want to do, what they feel comfortable doing as a team before the games. And it was great to see the Bears out there. And it was great to see some players, you know, stick a fist in the air. Some players kneel. Some players stand. Everyone was given their own choice. And I think the Bears have handled it as well as any team in the NFL. And my guess is we're going to continue to see teams allow their players to handle it the way their players want to handle it. And I know that there are a number of fans out there who are turned off by this and have told me they won't watch. And everyone has their own opinion. It's their prerogative, and whether they want to cheer for the NFL, cheer for the Bears, and watch the games this year or not, but the games will go on.
They will. Thank you, Lou. Thanks for weighing in with us this afternoon. Good hearing from you.
Dana.